Today, of course, is Super Bowl Sunday. In the days leading up to the game, fans debated which team will win, and economists debated the wisdom of cities trying to host the big game. Yesterday, Hari Srinivasan spoke with Mina Kimes, a senior writer for ESPN, the magazine.
So each year we see cities compete for the Super Bowl as if it's the Olympics, as if it's going to bring tons of money and energy and excitement. Is it worth hosting the Super Bowl?
Well, so for Glendale, which is where this year's game is, it might not be. The city hosted the game in 2008, and I had read that they had said, oh, we actually lost money, which was surprising. So I called the mayor, who told me not only did we lose money then, we're totally going to lose money this year, which was an absolutely stunning statement from a public official.
How are they losing money?
So the game is in Glendale, but many of the events, the tourists, the hotels are actually in Phoenix and Scottsdale. So you're going to have a lot of people coming in for the game and then leaving. And the city has to spend money on security, costs like that.
So this also happened last year when with the Super Bowl in New York, right?
Right.
Well, actually,
so,
I said New
there
York.
There you go. Right. A perfect example. Right. The actual game was in New Jersey, but everyone remembers it as the New York Super Bowl. So as a result, New Jersey felt kind of spurned in a way by the game.
Okay, so what about how do the NFL owners feel in these towns? I mean, is there a tension between the mayors and the owners?
Well, there definitely is in Arizona. So the owners, they want the game. You know, there's huge benefits to have it at their stadium. It's great for the team. And the Cardinals owner, Mike Bidwell, has actually publicly clashed with the mayor of Glendale about his, shall we say, lack of enthusiasm over hosting the game this year.
And cities and towns put a lot of money into building stadiums so that they can get events like this.
Glendale being a perfect example of where that has gone wrong. The city has contributed money to three major sports facilities over the last 10 years and now is absolutely mired in debt.
So, you know, there are economists or that are going to say, look at all of, or I should say maybe even the NFL will say, look at all the money that comes in with all the tourists. Don't they spend a couple extra bucks here and a couple extra bucks there? So you're saying, or the mayor of that town is saying that it doesn't make up for the cops that I have to put on the beat?
So the NFL definitely says that. Economists mostly don't. In fact, a lot of economists who are independent, right, will come out and say, actually, the benefits of these games and especially stadiums are incredibly overblown because in a lot of cases you're displacing other tourists that would normally be in, especially a warm place like Phoenix in the winter. And oftentimes it's indirect spending, publicity, things you can't really put a clear number on.
Right. And I would imagine that the NFL is also going to say that the what about the sort of brand that you build and the exposure argument that you're getting all this free airtime? Everybody's talking about the Super Bowl in your town.
And yet you just said the Super Bowl in New York last.
No, not East Rutherford, New Jersey.
A perfect example, right? Really, what branding? I mean, in America in a year, are people going to remember the Super Bowls in Glendale? Some people will, but I'm guessing a lot of people will just say Phoenix.
Yeah. And so in all the celebrities, all that traffic goes to Phoenix. That they don't necessarily come out to Glendale until exactly the game time. And they're there for the game and then they leave.
Much like in New York, I don't think, you know, most of these celebrities were staying in New Jersey last year.
All right. Gina Kimes, senior writer for ESPN Magazine. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.